Okay. I'll give you a heads up at 13 minutes, okay?
Sounds good. Thank
Okay.
you. And
Okay.
I'm clearly audible. Okay. I am Sheila. I am a grateful practitioner now of the BBA way of working steps for compulsive overeating. And now I'm in an active workshop working on chaos creation. I had no idea how truly an Al-Anon I am, because I'm the introverted one. And I thought in order to be an Al-Anon, you had to be the organizer, the dynamic person in the room, and get out there and make friends with everybody and please everybody. And I had no idea until I worked steps in this iteration of steps that I became just as self-centered and selfish and aching for the drama all the time through my introversion. And so what made me think of the first three steps before we meditated was how much it's been a part of my life while I'm working the fourth step, that every time I want to revert back to the story between my ears and repeat it, the whole life of not being around an alcoholic, but my mother, the narcissist, pathological or maybe sociological narcissist. She behaved in ways toward me specifically that were, well, if nothing else, recordable. I've worked with a couple of psychotherapists who, well, one of whom wrote a book and included the story in one of the books. And so I've experienced a lot of strange grooves in the record. And so in order to avoid hanging up my life on how victimized I was, I have to continuously remember I'm powerless. I'm powerless over what goes on between my ears, because amongst other things, I'm really imaginative, and I can blow up that story. I can bring it into the present. I can create new perspectives of looking at it and build up my own story. So I have to work hard to release it, to remember that I just worked on a fear grid. I produced 100 fears in about 15 minutes, and none of the things that I've tried in my life have worked like going to a higher source, a higher good, a higher presence. And I usually call that higher presence God now, because it's so convenient. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. And it's right there all the time. And the more I do it, the more I pick up the word that came to my mind is resilience. I pick up the ability to remember that's what is here. That's what I need to tune into. That's what I need to stay with. And I'm learning how to be disciplined in here. I've learned in here also that I'm the kind of person who's not very disciplined. So I need to repeat things over and over. That which I know that has worked for me, I need to keep repeating it. And when I'm really lost, I find over and over again that it's the work. Waking up and reading some big book, saying some prayers, devoting time to meditation, devoting time to tuning into that higher presence once again. And then I'm capable of making a few decisions. Then I can start to think about the next indicated action, maybe, or even a plan for the morning, or maybe for the whole day. It just keeps developing, and it shows up differently the way it needs to on a daily basis. And right now it's moving myself back from the temptations of daily life, which are still contained in my house. I'm still in something of a COVID mentality, due to aging and different things that are happening with my body, that have kind of just made an appearance and a reality. So it's wonderful to have the work. Right now I'm entering the phase of sex relationships. I don't know when we're going to change that. It's just relationships, my sex inventory. And so I was just reading a little bit before before the meeting reopened, because I was here at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, my time in California, was an hour off. And yes, yeah, it's kind of hard to comprehend all of that stuff, but it's not my job today. So, so I was looking at my my homework pages and feeling grounded. And I had that time between the real start of the meeting and the actual start of the meeting. And I did an added meditation. The practitioner is not a person. It was a guided meditation that the guide had a way of using breath and breathing and slowing it down in a guided way to tune into the heart. And I interpreted that very easily to mean higher power and to listen. And so I made use of time that way, in addition to reviewing what I'm going to be doing after the meeting, hopefully. And then there's going to be another meeting where I get together with the people in my group. And I'm finding safety in the group. It's one of the wonderful things about doing steps the BBA way, that there's a group of people with a common purpose, which is to be of service. And when I did the compulsive overeating phase, the food phase, food addiction, I got to the ninth step and had an experience with it where I was on a pink cloud for the first like three or four amends that I made. You know, I just had the most heartfelt, warm reception from everybody I reached out to. And then I came across the ex-wife, and she was getting all the blame for a while. I had come from a family that rejected me and married into a family where everybody is enmeshed. And it's amazing how extremes can be alike. And I was the one blamed in my family of origin. Well, she was the one who was getting all the blame in the breakup of the first family, where my husband had two children. And when we had joint custody, I discovered rage and became addicted to rage for a while before I was already in program. Well, I'm going to try to squeeze too much in here. So let me bring it back to the close to the present. I did something horrible to her. And it wasn't until I did the chaos creation, probably 30 years ago, I told her off on our front porch when she was trying to take care of her daughter, somebody over whom I was sharing custody. And I attempted to just drive her away with my rage. And we lost joint custody as a result. My behavior was, it created wreckage. And when I got to that amends in my first BBA set of steps, she kept getting sick and I couldn't organize anything with her. She kept getting COVID and then she got sepsis and I didn't have a chance to make it work. And even though I work 10, 11, and 12 now, it feels half-hearted because I've got that big amends remaining. She's number one on my amends list. I'm still in the fourth step. I'm not supposed to be thinking of my eighth step right now, but she's at the top of it. And I was thinking about that and feeling really emotional during our 5-minute meditation. So that shifted me away from the first three steps. So I feel alive in the steps. They are alive for me. And I see you glancing at a clock maybe. Oh, okay. I can never tell how long I've been talking, especially it feels like such vast territory, you know, when I'm talking about the life and the wreckage and the joys of finding out why I married the man I married. because we got stuck in the house by COVID, and then and I couldn't stand him. You know, we had so much unresolved. And then he got very sick, and I got to show up for him. This is just a few months ago. He got very sick. And being of service had become something that I could do out of love and out of a natural urge. And so I gave to him, and he noticed and he thanked me. And after someone that I had met in program had become unwilling to continue with program at the beginning of our living together, after being sick and seeing that BBA was, or this life of spiritual pursuit was working and changing me, he had a shift. And so we're frequently on the same page now in that basic value. And I'm slowly but surely trusting again. As I'm speaking these words, I know that the program is working me, steps are working me, and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So I'm remembering a little bit about how I got to the BBA version and how desperate I was when I knew that nothing had been working, although I'd been in program already for close to 1989, if people still use the 1900s as a reference point, to about 2018, which is like 30 years, I think. Oh my God. Well, that's how long it took me to get here. And whatever it took, you know, now I'm where I'm supposed to be, and grateful. And thank you. It's my first time to see your name, Janet Marie. Well, yes, Janet Marie. Thank you for your version of the letter, and thank you for asking me to speak today. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Sheila. Thank you for your honesty and your authenticity and your willingness to share your life with us. Okay, so it's time to turn off the recording.